KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have most partly cloudy skies and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy here today with a high of 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Western Iowa news, the last person accused of participating in the murder of a Council Bluffs woman earlier this year was sentenced Thursday to 20 years in prison. 47-year-old Clarence Wolsenkoft pled guilty to five charges in connection with the January 14th murder of 39-year-old Tammy Rocha. Wolsenkoft was charged with willful injury causing serious injury with a dangerous weapon, willful injury causing bodily injury, and three misdemeanors. He had faced charges of first-degree murder, first-degree kidnapping, first-degree robbery, and conspiracy. He'll have to serve at least 5 years in jail before he's eligible for parole. Last May, a jury found Wolsenkoft guilty of second-degree murder, false imprisonment, and willful injury causing serious injury. But that decision was vacated, and the judge granted a new trial in July after agreeing with the defense attorney's position that there had been an error in jury instructions and the prosecutors failed to provide evidence Wolsenkoft knew a knife was used in the crime or that he knew there was an intent to murder the woman. Three other people involved in the stabbing of Rocha near a residence in Council Bluffs were sentenced to a total of 82 years in prison. Lisa Reeves pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 50 years in jail. Reeves stabbed Rocha seven times with a knife in front of Reeves' residence in Council Bluffs after Rocha stole four rings and a cell phone from her the night before. Reeves' father, Brian Reeves, pleaded guilty to three lesser charges and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. And Eric Long, Reeves' boyfriend, was sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to being an accessory after the fact. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
One person died after they were ejected from a truck that rolled over sometime late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning southeast of Sydney in Fremont County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday 56-year-old Kim Hatton Polk of Sydney died at the scene of the crash, which was discovered just after 6 a.m. Thursday. An investigation determined Polk was traveling south on 300th Avenue with a GMC truck he was driving went out of control just south of 215th Street, entered the east ditch, and rolled once before coming to rest. Authorities in Western Iowa are continuing to investigate the shooting of a person whose body was found Thursday in a ditch along Interstate 29 in Harrison County. Harrison County Sheriff Patrick Sears told KJAN News a trooper was investigating a car on the side of the road on I-29 southbound at the 76-mile marker when he noticed the body of a man in a ditch. The unidentified victim had suffered a gunshot wound. The victim, who Sears said was from Nebraska, was transported to a hospital in Missouri Valley before being flown to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. While saying an investigation into the incident remains ongoing, Sears said that foul play was not suspected in the shooting of that Nebraska man. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a car that crashed into a semi-trailer on Interstate 80 in Adair County fell asleep at the wheel. A passenger, 17-year-old Stephanie Fumathong of Des Moines, was killed in the September 26 incident. The Des Moines Register said that the patrol says the driver, 21-year-old Bobby Boncom of South Sioux City, Nebraska, told investigators he was, quote, daydreaming and fell asleep. Boncom lost control of the eastbound car, which ended up in the westbound lane and collided with the semi. The accident, which happened shortly before 3 p.m. on the 26th, closed the westbound lanes of the interstate for several hours. Midwest farmers have begun harvesting their crops amid dry conditions that have sparked fires across thousands of acres of pasture and cropland. The National Weather Service had issued red flag warnings for firefighters and land management agents in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, western Missouri, eastern Colorado, North Dakota, and South Dakota this week. The warning indicates a heightened fire danger in those regions. Danny Gorton, president of the South Dakota Firefighters Association, says it's unusual to have so many fires burning. Regardless of the conditions, farmers have little choice but to begin harvesting when their corn, soybeans, or other crops are ready. Farmer Bruce Rower, who grows corn and soybeans in northwest Iowa, says he makes sure to keep a fire extinguisher, water, and a shovel on his combine. A field fire in the eastern part of Harrison County destroyed about 25 to 30 acres of crops and pasture land Wednesday afternoon. The call came from just off of Aspen Road in the hills around Dunlap at about 2:30 p.m. Tom Henry, Erling Fire Chief, says at least four departments were called to the scene.
Well, there was us at Dunlap, Woodbine Fire, Dow City Fire. Don't want to leave anybody out, but believe that's it. But we were out there approximately 2.5 hours.
Henry says he believes the fire started from a hot bearing on a combine.
So these things happen, you know, over the years. Been doing this a long time, and you know, we've seen balers cause fires. It's just things wear out, you know, and they don't always see it happening, you know, and in the dry conditions we're in right now, it just takes off and goes with the drop of a hat.
He says with the help of the other fire departments, the blaze was put out before any buildings were damaged.
We made our stand at a roadside and wet the ditch lines down. I'm approximately say probably 25 to 30 acres were burned. Don't know property value. So there were some bean fields involved, and so one field of standing corn. Luckily, it went up. There was some set aside ground where it went through, and the crop value was the most lost.
It's thought the land is owned by Robert Mitchell of rural Dunlap. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Glee Palm Morrow, age 87 of Atlantic, died August 26th. Celebration of life services for Glee Morrow will be held today at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Roy Saul, age 85, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Roy Saul will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Mercedes Bowers, age 94, of Manning, died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. James Perry Osborne, age 80, of Dallas Center and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Services for James Osborne will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Laura Lee Kirkman Beatty, age 60, of Montgomery City, Missouri, and a former Messina area resident, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Laura Kirkman Beatty will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Presbyterian Church in Montgomery City, Missouri. Schlenker Funeral Home in Montgomery City has the arrangements. Marie Ebert, age 93, who is formerly of Erling, died February 12th in Texas. A mass of Christian burial service for Marie Ebert will be held at noon on Saturday at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Janet Margaret Hintz, age 92, formerly of Avoca, died July 25th. Funeral services for Margaret Hintz will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Ruth E. Lauridson, age 82, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Ruth Lauridson will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Rose Ann Nully, age 78, of Manning, died today at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Rose Ann Nully are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.